But I gotta let it. But I gotta let it. That's it. It's working. That's it. It's a I'm glad you said that, because it's a retooling. John chapter 1, you know, we're going right back there. It's a retooling of our mentality. It's a retooling of our understanding. I've been blessed to be in the church my whole entire life. I just my whole life. I woke up, I tell you, people laugh, I woke up in the pew. Like, I didn't, first thing I remember, my first memory was in church, all right? And I learned everything. I picked up, I learned about everybody. I learned about, you know, all of them, all the Bible superstars. I learned about everybody. The person that was overlooked the most was Jesus. Jesus was the face of the company. If Christianity was a company, Jesus is the figurehead. The Bible said he's the head of the church, not the figurehead of the church. He's not the pretty little picture that you put out, the little cross that you wear to represent it. He is it in the flesh. And then what does he say? You too. He's been saying it the whole time. It is amazing to me, and then we'll get into this, it's amazing to me how explicit, and I'm going to use the word explicit, not in a negative way, but just kind of straight, how blatant Jesus speaks, how blatant it is written about who you are and the things that he tells you about who you are and how you should function and what you should expect of yourself, right? It is very right up in your face. So when I read, you know, I do this thing where I read a 30-day reading of the gospel. It's called Reading 30, but it's a 30-day reading of the gospel. So it's about three chapters a day, and I just go through. It's a cycle. I got three chapters a day, and about 30 days, I'm finished reading the whole four gospels. And then you know what I do after that? Start it back over. Because it's something, and every time I've been reading, I've been doing it for a long time, every time it's something new. It's something that I didn't see. And I'm looking, and I said, wait, Jesus said that? Wait, he said to me? No, he couldn't have been talking to me. He was talking about him and everything he was going to do. He said, in the works you're going to do. That one statement. Yeah, he that believeth on me. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works he do, because I'm gone. What does that mean? How much more obvious is this? That it is the most enabling scripture I've ever heard. That I've just given you the green light to be me.
That's right. That's exactly right, sir.
Ain't no stop signs.
That's right.
And can't nobody else say nothing no different.
That's right.
Those are red words.
Yeah.
Can't nobody tell me, no reverend, no preacher, nobody tell me nothing different. I can, what did he do? I can do that.
Right.
Who is he? I'm that.
Right.
I didn't say it. We you know, Jesus didn't, Jesus was not for the worship. Listen, he was not trying to be worshiped.
Yeah. No, that's right.
You go look at him. Good master. He said, well, come with good, ain't no good but one. That's God. Let me come with you, Jesus. And he hit, no. He hit that boy in the temple. They bought in the cave. Cutting his, let me come with you, because I probably won't go with you too.
Yeah.
You'd have freed me up. I'd have been bound all. I'm crying and bound up. He said, no. Go back and tell people what God did for you. See, the humility. The humility becomes the ultimate power. His humility. I'm not trying to be somebody. I am somebody. You know, you don't try to be somebody when you don't think you're somebody. You don't try to get a title or some kind of position because you think you're out of position. Or you think the position that you're in ain't worth it. Uh-oh. So now you let outside things define you. You let everything that's on the outside of you define you, when the only thing that matters is what's on the inside of you, who you are. This is what Jesus is saying. It's amazing that we overlook him. Chronically, tell the truth. Can we tell the truth right now? How long you been in church? Come on, yeah, come on. How long you been in church? Any year? Come on. Four years. Come on. Good. You 4 years. Good. You in early. Come on, let's go. You got some good teaching early. Forever, right? Forever, yeah. But we skip him. We shout his name in praise and worship. Right? I'm sure he like, huh? Jesus, huh? What you do somebody call your name? Tanya. Yeah, I keep saying, Tanya. I don't ever say nothing. Tanya, sing it. Tanya. We're about to get some noise-canceling headphones. Jesus had Beats before there were Beats. And we, tell me when you really want to talk to me. Using his name in. See, we thought that was Jesus Christ. Like when we say, you'll say something. But that's really using his name in vain because there's no point. Good word. There's no point. Because you're screaming. You don't even know what his name means. You know the name means a character? It means everything that's allotted under that name. So Thompson, I'm a Thompson, right? So now, because I'm a Thompson, there are certain things that I can say in this place that are going to go because of my name. I'm allotted this because of my name. You understand what I'm saying? It's just so now the name carries a certain order and a certain, you're ordained with certain rights in the name of, say it in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it. Now watch this, watch this. We're going to say it slow. Living by the book. The one thing about living by the book, you got to slow down. Everybody say slow down. See, we've been taught to conquer it, do it quick, do it fast. Jesus coming. Y'all know Jesus coming, right? Right? Jesus coming. We got to get it right now, so we got to hurry up. So now church Christianity becomes speed. Don't no man know the day nor the hour. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Slow down. Everybody say slow down.
Slow down.
So now, in, say it.
In.
Stop. What does it mean to be in? Come on, come on, describe it. Come on, come on, class, come on. What does it mean to be in? All right, in, what's the opposite of in? Okay, you outside, right? So we got in, so we in the room. If I go out the door, I'm outside, right? So now, in the name. That breathe, I ain't got to say a lot of stuff. In. Everybody say in the name of Jesus. Now, of means something's coming from something. So of means it's the character, the name that comes from Jesus. You know, Jesus means he saves. Yeshua, also Joshua, right? Like, right? In the name, in the character of him who saves. So that means whatever you're doing, you got to be doing it like a savior. Come on now. You have to be doing it in the same character, with the same power, with the same dominion, with the same authority, right, as the savior. And it is not just to heal blind eyes or raise the dead or get somebody up or lame people, but it's also to forgive sins. He said, what's stronger for me to say take up your bed and walk? Or say your sins are forgiven or take up your bed and walk? It's all the same. It's all the same motion. You know, we think if I tell you can forgive sins, like you can forgive somebody's sins, you say, nah, only Jesus can forgive somebody's sins. The works that I do. Listen, can we connect the dots, please? You know, you ever did connect the dots before? On the paper, right? You don't do it. People don't do it too much no more. But connect dots. You got the golden 1, 2, 3, right? Connect dots. You don't know what that is on that page. There's a bunch of stuff. It's really a bunch of dots, and you really don't even want to mess with it because I don't know what that look like until you begin connecting them. Sometimes you have to hit one and go way over here, right? Then you come back like I know. And then all right, watch this. Tell the truth. Y'all done connect dots before, right? You ever tried to make the picture on your own? You try to jump through the picture, right? Yeah. Leave a dot out. Then he said, nah, I'm going to follow every picture, right? You leave a dot out, then you start jumping the gun. He followed every dot, right. You jump the gun and say, well, I know what this is. And you start drawing it yourself. That's what we do with life, ain't it? No, connect the dots. Connect the dots that you are already. Are you? Forgive sins. Works I do, you do also. Now stop thinking about your idea of what forgiving sins is. Because now we got to break, living by the book means we got to break some words down. There's no books without words, right? You can't have a book without some words. So that means you can't understand a book until you understand the words. Let's go all the way down to the root of it. Sin is an archery term, means missing the mark, right? Sin cannot be defined by what you think sin is, by a certain action. Those actions are a result of you missing the mark. You listen to me? I said it in my last class. I'm going to say it again so we can have some understanding. A young dude messaged me last night on social media. And he said, I'm trying to get over some stuff. I'm trying to, how do I beat addiction? And I'm just trying to break some habits. He said, I'm not to be studying the word of God. There's some things I just don't want to do, but it's tough on me. How do I do it? I'm keep going. I said, well, your problem is, I said, when you begin to see yourself, view yourself differently, then you'll be different.
That's right.
You're not seeing yourself proper. Because you don't see yourself as Christ. You see yourself as whatever your name is and whatever come along, whatever drama or shortcomings or somebody told you something crazy about yourself that came along with that. I said, a painter paints, a dancer dances, a singer sings. I said, Christ is Christ. The actions come from the being. We've been so busy trying to behavior modify and we've been failing miserably. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. You know, there are sins of commission and omission. I mean, some you know you're doing it, some you don't even know what's going on. Right. Well, we're going to lose that one.
All day.
Right? We're going to lose that one all day. This is over with for us. Right. Right? But Christ.
Christ.
So now sin, see, these things are the effects, the wages of
sin.
See, you thought it was something coming around. No, that's the wage. The wage is you not being yourself, not being who you truly are. And so now sin is archery. Just mean archery. So that means you're just missing the mark. You're a mark. You're a mark. The Bible talks about you being marked. Listen. You're just missing it. You're missing who you are. You're missing your identity. Right? And you're really missing your identity because you're trying to shoot at something.
Right.
And what you are is right here.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get with me now. Y'all got to see that we're trying to shoot to reach some kind of goal that's on the outside of us that some man made up. Some man that said some story and made something up, and now you shooting this, and keep moving the finish line. You keep trying to shoot this and then the target moving.
Right.
Target moving, the wind blowing, the sun coming up and down, the lights flashing. You ain't gonna never hit it. Because you're marked. Say, I am marked. You've already been. The beginning is the beginning. Genesis says, he made man in his. You're marked. I walk in school. I used to go to middle school, and I couldn't lie about who I was because of my face. They said, you got to be. You a Thompson. You got to excuse me. I said it was all respect. You got to be Leroy Boy. I said it all respect. I couldn't. So, like, in school, now I'm marked. So, like, they didn't mark me one way or the other, either bad or good. I don't know. They don't like it. Depending on how they feel about the name. But I'm marked. And then I'm also marked because now some of them know me, so I can't act a fool with the rest of the kids because they didn't mark you. That teacher pulled me aside one time and said, no, I'm expecting you to be an example in this class. I said, woman, I'm seven. What you talking about? Because you're marked. So because you're marked, watch this, listen, because you're marked, I'm expecting something out of you. I'm expecting something out of you because
you're marked.
Romans 8 talks about the whole creation, the whole creature waiting for the manifestation of the equality of God. Because I'm saying sons of God. But when you call yourself a son, remember they got mad with Jesus. Because of a son making himself equal with God. So now they're waiting for God through you. You're the gateway of heaven.
Yeah. Come on and teach up in here.
We living by the book. Yeah. See, I'm gonna teach something. I have a Strong's dictionary, Strong Concordance. It's easy for me to get it on my phone. I got an Olive Tree Bible. It's easy for me to get it on the phone, but you can get the big book if you want to. But what it does is, because things are lost in translation. Old Testament is written in Hebrew. Jesus spoke Aramaic. He didn't speak Hebrew or Greek. Okay? They said, to give a little background, they said they made fun of Jesus. They would make fun of Jesus' accent because of how he talked. They said, you talk like a dumb Galilean. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And then Jesus started saying, we talking to Philip, I think, who's no guile. They ain't got no guile in him, right? They made fun of him because of his accent, because of how he was talking. But you go back to Strong's, it's Hebrew and it's Greek. They wrote it in Greek. The New Testament was written in Greek for more widespread, to spread. There were more people that it was a more common language. Like right now, English is that. Like everybody in the world wants to learn English because it's becoming the universal language. And it's becoming the easier, it's the youngest language too, but it's becoming the easier language to understand. Right? Are y'all with me? So now I got a Strong's dictionary because I hit it. I started hitting words because there were words that I thought they meant a certain thing. Or I took the current definition of what something was and it changed the whole sentence. Until I realized, wait, you mean like church? The word church, ecclesia, called out. Watch this. And it's called out. It says called out from an origin. Oh, you make it look different now, huh? Now we know it ain't just ain't the builders of brick and mortar. Now it's an organism now. Now it's me. That's who I am. It says you called out. Watch this. From an origin. And it says, watch this. Listen to this. It says you called out from an origin by name to carry a name. So you were called out by name. So I didn't say, hey, girl. What's your name? Alicia. I didn't say, hey, girl. I said, Alicia. You get it? But now the name, we're talking God's name, name of Jesus, but I'm saying it's personal. Yeah, right. Call you out. No, call you. Hey, y'all. No. Because I say, hey, come here. Y'all don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm calling you by name. Right. It's specific. Yeah. I know it's you that I want. Right. Yeah. Called you out by name to carry a name. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Called you out by your character to carry a character. But see, we got to slow down. We got to slow down and take time. We got to slow down. Context. Which way the wind blowing? Come on, say it again. Who is he talking to? What does this word mean? If you read a word and you don't know what it means, don't make up what you want to make up out of it. Find out what it is. Living by the. Now, see, you're gonna want to do this more. I'm telling you now, this class is gonna make reading the Word of God an addiction. Like you ain't gonna if you couldn't put it down already, you ain't gonna be able to put it down. And it'll never be, listen to this, it'll never be a duty for you again. That's a blessing. Because there's a duty for me coming up. Got to read these chapters. God going to be upset today. Right? If we read these chapters, I ain't going to be able to know what he's saying. It's no longer a duty. Right? It's always a pleasure. We've overlooked the word in the flesh. We read the scripture, but we overlook who the scripture is about. This whole Bible will tell you, it's going to tell you two things. It's going to tell you who you ain't and who you are. Listen to me. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. You want to give me a cheat sheet right quick? Who you are is Christ. Who you ain't is all the rest of the people. We're fast forward. Come on. Who you are is Christ. Say who I am is Christ. Say it again. Say who I am is Christ. Say it again. Who I am is Christ. Say this. Christ is who I am. Say it again. Christ is who I am. One more time. Christ is who I am. Now, you're not the guy that walked on the road 2,000 years ago. Clearly, you ain't here because it's 2019. Are you understand what I'm saying? But Christ, I'm reading, there's a book I had about the four gospels, and they said they messed it up. When they started calling Jesus Christ, he called him Jesus Christ. No, you call him Jesus, the Christ. They're saying John Baptist. But they call him John. You get it? So Jesus, the Christ, is a title. We move from the Baptist to the Christ. Are y'all seeing me? And we move from don't take this the wrong way, but we move from dunking in the water to recreate, to being recreated in your human spirit from the inside. Your awareness of who you really are. Are you understanding me? But the Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. That's you. Say that's me. That's come on, say it. Say that's me. Whether you believe it or not, say that's me. Y'all walking down the line, that's me. That is who I am. Ain't nothing else. Listen, they talk about Jacob saw the angels coming up and down the ladders and sleeping in a dream. Coming, and then he woke up, he looked around, he said, surely God was in this place and I didn't know it. So I said, surely God is in this place. Christ in you. But see, it's telling us, but if I overlook Christ, then I don't have the key to unlock it. See, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Let me say that in Matthew, he said, right after Peter said, thou art the Christ, he said, I'll give you the keys. The key is your identity. Right. Like when you know that's you, everything is unlocked. Right. Wow. But surely God can be in this place and you don't know it. Right. I'll prove it to you, because the last time you got fearful? When last time you was worried? When last time you accepted a diagnosis or some kind of statement that somebody said that wasn't you? Surely God was in this place and I didn't know it. Because I couldn't be scared if God was in this place. Surely God is in this place. But if something else comes in my mind or something else comes in my understanding or something else tells me that I'm not that, surely something else is trying to live here.
Right.
But if I realize that God lives in this place, then God evicts everything that's not him.
Yeah, that's right.
Are y'all understanding it? But we overlook Christ. I'm gonna say it to the day I go to glory, that we have to stop overlooking Christ. Because when you overlook Christ, who are you overlooking? I'm overlooking my true identity, which is why I fail. Which is why my confessions or my prayers or my words can be empty at times and full of doubt. Because I don't know me. I talk light when I don't know who I am. Well, can I have it? You know, I pray a song like that sometimes. Can I get the Lord, if it be your will? They say, Lord, if it be your will. Jesus said, I will. You get it? He said, if you say it, you ask anything in my. It got a one point, we're going to live by the book, boy. At one point, I started reading it the other day. Somebody pointed out to me the other day, because I've been reading the gospel. I thought I had it, man. I said, you know, you feel like you got it. You got a grip on it. Like sometimes you know overall that you don't have a grip on it like you should, but then sometimes you're like, you got a revelation. You're like, yeah, I got this, boy. This the one right here, right? Somebody said to me, and then Jesus started talking. He said, that day come, you're going to ask the Father. You're going to ask the Father in my name. Don't ask me. I'm not going to do it for you. No, he says this. He said, don't think that I'm going to do it, because I'm not. We keep on asking Jesus to go do it. Save us, Jesus. Come heal them, Jesus. You heal them. If you believe that you can heal, would there be more healing going on? Huh? But it's only based on my oneness with God. Say, I'm one with God. Come on, that changed my life. I started living by the book. Because God said, Jesus said, I'm one with God. He said, let them be one. So now I'm gonna say what he say. I ain't say what nobody else say. He's gonna say what he say. Any confession, affirmation that I say, you know what I connect to the den? Because I'm one with God. Yeah. Come on, say some affirmation, you know. Come on. Say some confession that you make on the day. You know, y'all know him. We got somebody say one.
I can do all things
through Christ through me. Why? Because I am one with God. Yeah. Now it gets it off of me. Yeah. It gets it off of me. Yeah. Because I think about my shortcomings.
Right.
Because that's all I've been fed. That's all everything outside of me is telling me.
Right.
You're not good enough. You need to be like this. You need to look like this. You need more of this. You got to stand over here. You got to kneel like this. You got to wear this. You got to, right? That's everything outside of me telling me that, right? So I begin to feel shortcomings in me because that's what I've been fed from the outside.
Right.
But when I begin to eat from the inside,
That's right.
I can do all things through Christ because I'm one with God. And he strengthened me from the inside. I start connecting that thing to it.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I'm healthy from the top of my head to the soles of my feet because I am one with God. And there's nothing else in him. Changed my confidence. It changed right quick.
Yeah.
Huh? It changed your confidence. I'm one with God. No one falling against me shall prosper because I am one with God. Changes me. We can't overlook Christ, y'all.
That's right.
Amen. So read the Bible. Normal books, you read them from the front to the back. And you can do that, right? I have a habit of when I get books, I go to the table of contents and see what it is and jump to that part. I don't know if that's a good thing in a lot of books, but I get there and I read out or I'll, you know. But it's a good thing when you're talking about the Bible.
Right.
Because now if I start with Jesus,
yeah,
and
right,
I read out,
that's right,
then y'all with me?
Yeah, sure.
Y'all with me? Just living by the book. I'm living by the book because the book is Christ. It's the living book. He said, I'm the living word. So now I get his viewpoint. I get his eyes. I get Christ's eyes. I get out of my eyes. I get Christ's eyes. I get Christ's viewpoint. Because I can't live by this book outside of Christ. Nope, I'm just going to be reading. I'm trying to figure some stuff out that I ain't going to never figure out. I'm trying to beat some laws or live by some laws that are meant for me not to win.
Right.
They got laws on the front side of the book and laws on the back side of the book that clash.
Right.
One of the biggest complaints of people outside of belief. So I don't want to say just the church. I don't want to say just Christianity, but just outside of believing. One of the biggest complaints is sometimes with the Bible, they say some things contradict.
Right.
And I tell somebody told, you know, well, there's so much in the Bible contradict. I say, you too. There's so much in you that contradict.
Right.
Don't you see the mirror?
Right.
Actually, that's the thing you need to be looking at.
Right.
You need to be looking at how the contradiction becomes one.
Right.
Before Jesus is the law.
Yeah.
After Jesus is the letter.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
Right.
And people begin to build on the letters.
Right.
Romans on out.
Right?
Right? It's law, letter. Paul tried to tell us, but we didn't hear him. So Paul said, I don't know, man. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. I'm just going to get y'all some structure and order. One day y'all going to listen. Right? They're trying to tell us, the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Right? I'm trying to get you to understand that Jesus, the Christ,
yeah,
is the identity. If you get those eyes, you'll see everything else with clarity. You'll see everything else, everyone else, and yourself. All our issues because we don't see with those eyes.
Yeah.
Every single, see, don't be, this is all book. He said, beware of the serpent. Lest with subtlety he beguile you and deceive you from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Yeah. That's right.
So you're telling me it's simple?
Yeah.
Yep, and then Christ said it. He said, my yoke is
easy.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's easy and it's light. But you got to take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I'm meek and lowly heart. You're fine.
Rest.
It's a turn. All right, before we knew it was about us, studying the scripture wasn't a rest for my soul.
True.
Right? I could find some scriptures. I'll find rest sometimes. But it wasn't restful all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, I got to get this done. It's a toil. Yeah. If we tell the truth,
yeah,
God ain't mad. He understands. Yeah. He knew it was a toil for you before you said it.
Right.
Right? But then when I realize that it's humbling me, right? And it's putting my heart, my soul, my intellect, my will on a level ground. On a level ground, one is with the Father. When I realize that, then I begin to see from that viewpoint. And now I see when I was standing in David's shoes and I didn't know it. And I see when I was standing in Ruth's shoes, and I see when I was in Jacob's shoes,
right.
And I can see when I was a shyster like Jacob.
Yeah.
Now Jacob was still in the lineage.
Right.
Come on, you too, huh?
Right.
You ain't never been a shyster. Stop lying. You ain't never lied about nothing. Stop lying right now, Jacob. Come on. That surely God is in this place, and I didn't know. Surely God is in this place. I didn't know it. And so you have to begin with the red words. You got to begin with those. Right? Start over. Begin with those. Right? Jesus makes a statement. He says, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. Right? I came to show you what it looks like in skin like yours. Jesus came from a place, we're going to live by the book a little bit. Can we do it for a little while? So Jesus came from a place called Nazareth. Nazareth had one bathtub in the whole city. So you can see what kind of place he come from. It ain't the high sedity, the highfalutin. It ain't that. He come from slums. He come from a situation, can we live by the book for a minute, right? He come from situations where they was wondering who his daddy was. Hey, somebody walk in here and say they had a baby, but they ain't never been with no man. What's your judgment going to be? Nope. Let's look by the book right now. When I walk through that door, baby, I ain't never been with a man. What you about to say?
You
lie. You lie. And the truth ain't it, right? So what you think they said? And they were more strict with their religious laws than we are. They're less liberal. Right? What you think them people are saying? Get the rocks. What you mean you got a baby? We ain't never seen that happen before. Right? So now this boy come up, and Joseph is daddy, but they ain't your real daddy. See, come on, like, I want to get the concept. Come on, so this is where he comes from. Comes from Nazareth. They said most of the people in Nazareth couldn't read. Yeah, he in the hood. He like the hood of the hood. Right? You get him, like, this is where he come from. Then he come walking. And then come talking like he talk. Mm-hmm. We live by the book? Are we living by the book? Yeah. You slow down. We're going to slow down and read these red words and you understand some stuff, okay? He come and talking like he talk. Then he come talking. He said, he come, Luke, he said, he going to stand up in the church service. And they said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. And he started going down the whole list. And he closed the book. Sat down and said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. They like, what is going on? Who can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Right.
The audacity of you. Now the priests pulling their hair out.
Right.
We've been teaching this doctrine. We've been trying to get these laws down. They were in some cahoots with the government at the time. So now Jesus comes talking like this. And so it hit me. I'm living by the book. It hit me the other day. Hit me just Sunday. Jesus, come minister to one guy. He said, you believe I can do this? Remember that? He said, you believe I can do this? He said, I believe it. He said, be until you come to your faith. Right? And I thought it was like, you believe that Jesus the Messiah can do this? No, it wasn't that. It was Jesus the Nazarene.
Right,
it's Jesus from the hood.
Yeah.
But here, you ready for this? If you believe that I can do this, because I'm one of y'all.
Well,
all right. I'm one of y'all. Because do you believe I can do this? Yes. Well, then take your bed up then. Because then you can too.
Amen.
You get it? Because if you believe that I can do it, you doggone well know you can believe you can do it, because I'm one of y'all. I ain't come from off the mountain. I ain't come flying down with some wings. I ain't come, you see the importance. Slow down, live by the book. Now, if you believe that I can do it, that means you believe you can do it. Because I'm one of y'all. I came from where you came from. I'm standing right here with you. I'm hungry too. Y'all get the concept? Living by the book. Let's live by Christ.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nothing else. And then when I go in from there, my viewpoint changes everything. God bless what everybody else did. Mm-hmm. I appreciate them. I understand. It made me understand where I was and where I'd be at some time. But Christ is who I am. Nobody else can declare that. You know, nobody else, you can go read the scriptures. We're living by the book, right? Ain't nobody else ever told you was one with God? The prophets never told you? Elijah, Elisha, Samuel. Come on, we can go to the king, Saul, David, Solomon, Noah, Moses, Father Abraham. No. Ain't nobody told me I was one with God. And then Jesus comes and enables me, and it fixes everything. It fixes all my issues. Because whatever issue I got, I'm free of that. Say I'm free.
I'm free.
Because I'm one with God.
Hallelujah.
That hit home. Because I'm one with God. Anything that's not him can't be here. So let's not skip Christ. See, if we skip Christ, we skip life. We go from the inside. Let me read this real quick. We read John 5:39 last week. I'm going to read this real quick. We're going to get out of here early tonight. Amen. John 15, it says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. Are you listening to me? Now, when he's talking about the word I spoke, this life that I'm giving you, this life that I'm speaking to you is cleansing you. Cleansing you from what? Everything that you thought you was before this. Your name, your last name, where you came from, none of that don't matter no more. The only name that matters is the name of Jesus. Are you understanding me? Verse 4. Y'all see it? What's the first word? What abide mean? Live. Dwell, live, like stay there, right? Live there. Live where? And y'all read it before? Y'all read it before, huh? Well, let's slow down. Live in me. Don't accept no other life outside of me. Don't accept no other idea outside of me. They'll come, but I'm not you. That ain't where I live. I don't live there. Pop, I don't live there. Huh? Sickness, I don't live there. He's giving instructions. He said, that means you can do it. Right? Because he won't tell you anything if you couldn't do it. Because he'd be cheating you. He's not like that. So he says, live where? In me, and I sound like one to me. Let me jump down and read a couple things. You can read through it, talking about the branch itself cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, which means the reason that fruit hadn't been bad is because we didn't know we were in him. We're trying to have a life. You don't even know it, though, because we're good Christians. We're going through the steps and doing the thing, but we don't know we outside. Boy, it'd be bad to be outside and you don't know you outside. You ever seen them people sleepwalking?
Right?
And then be outside, and then, you know, you wake up outside. Imagine you wake up outside. Imagine you, come on, you good sleep. Y'all know how you go to sleep. You might sleep on the right side, left side, whatever, come up to your neck. You don't want your feet cut, whatever it is, right? And then you just good, and then you woke up outside. You didn't even know you didn't even know somebody moved you. You woke up outside. Imagine the feeling. You won't fight. You won't find out who put me out here. Who put me out here? You walked, and then they show you the camera footage. You walked out here. You walk yourself out here because you were asleep. Abide in me, and I in you. Don't live all them other places, because the branch will not bear fruit outside of the vine. You can't be who you are outside of who you are. That's a simple statement, ain't it? Listen to the statement. This is my first time here. This simple statement is almost like, why did I say this before? Like, why did I know this before? That you can't be yourself outside yourself.
Right.
You can't be who you are outside of who you are.
Right.
I'm the vine, you are the branches. He's trying to describe, tell you who you are. In verse 5. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, what have we been doing? Nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Now, he cast forth as a branch. So he a branch. He already defined you a branch. Say, I'm a branch.
I'm a branch.
So you are a branch, but if you decide to be a branch without the vine, come on, can you imagine the branch saying, I'm going to be my own tree?
Right.
That's what we did in the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
We tried to take the fruit and go and live it our own way.
Right.
We were literally described as a branch that took itself off the tree and tried to go live its own thing. Are y'all seeing me?
Yeah.
Now, abiding in him, it tells me, because how can a man abide not in him if he's a branch? So that means you're connected. Say, I am connected. Say, I am one with the Father. Say, I'm already connected with the Father. But my mind, though, is my mind. Is my understanding, is my heart, which is my soul, my intellect, is my soul aligned with who I am? Because if my soul is not aligned with who I am, I can be a branch, but still not bear fruit because I'm not living in the vine. My life's somewhere else. I'm living by some other set of rules. I'm living by some other set that some men set up. So now, the reason I'm not bearing fruit, it's because I'm not living in him. And as withered, the men gather them and cast them into the fire and are burned. Do you abide in me? And my words abide in you. Shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Why can you ask what you will? Because what you will be what he wills, because you're abiding in him. henceforth I call you not servants, for servants know not what the Lord doeth. But I've called you friends. Verse 15. For all these things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me. Verse 16. But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should not, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. But now he's commanding you to be in him. He's commanding you to change how you think about yourself. He's living by the book now. You can't live by the book if you don't know you're the book. Right? If you don't know that this entire thing is not talking to you, it's talking about you. There's a difference, right? When I understand it's talking about me, then I begin to handle it differently. I realize that this is talking about me. It's who I am. Now I can function like this. Y'all got it? Amen. We out.